This is Josh Partlow with the Washington Post in Kabul. The death of Osama bin Laden today was seemingly on every Afghan's mind and on every television set. The Afghan government, which apparently had not been informed until last night about the U.S. military operation, scrambled to come up with their response today in hastily composed speeches and statements. One interesting feature was the absence of any kind of joy that was seen in the United States. There were no cheering crowds or flag-waving demonstrations. There was definitely much relief, though, and satisfaction at his death. Some people I spoke to had been close associates of Ahmad Shah Massoud, the legendary guerrilla commander who was killed by bin Laden's people right before September 11th. And from them, there was a real sense of personal vindication and justice served. But here, there were a lot of worries about what this might mean for the ongoing war. Would the United States pull out its troops faster now that al-Qaeda's leader was dead? Would Pakistan change its policy of arming and funding the Taliban, one that many Afghans believe is true? Would there be retaliatory violence? What would bin Laden's deputy, Zawahiri or Mullah Omar, the Taliban leader, what would happen to them? They're also believed to be in Pakistan. On the violence front, things were not out of the ordinary today. And the Taliban spokesman didn't really have anything to say about the death of bin Laden. There are a lot of questions that remain here: how exactly the mission to Pakistan took place, who was involved, and what happened when bin Laden's body was brought back to Afghanistan before leaving the country and then being buried in the sea, as they say. For the American soldiers who have spent so many years in Iraq and Afghanistan, I think this is a day that they will remember for a long time. U.S. military headquarters in Kabul stopped its normal business to watch President Obama's speech, which was broadcast in the morning here. But things then moved on, and they put out a statement soon after saying that they had gone back to what they called their normal battle rhythm. So the war continues in Afghanistan, but it's definitely a significant day. This is Josh Partlow with the Washington Post.